The Money Show. Business Unusual with Colin Cullis.
Colin Cullis this evening. Since COVID-19, Colin, I've heard very little about Brexit, and I've heard even less about plastic straws than I did before we got hit by COVID-19. Now it's all COVID-19, but the plastic problem hasn't gone away.
It hasn't. And in this case, given the pandemic, the plastic problem is almost good news. So this Business Unusual, in an attempt to try and give a hat tip to World Ocean Day, which was on Monday, and the issues we have with protecting the oceans. Ultimately, if we don't look after the oceans, which kind of look after the land, which kind of look after us, we're all done. And even if Elon Musk does manage to get us to Mars, it doesn't help us that we've got an Earth that's in complete ruin. But this is a story about chance findings and lucky discoveries that have been the hallmark of human progress for the longest time. And so while it does seem so very scary right now for so many people wondering how we're going to get out of this, I thought I'd tell you the story of a chance discovery of a bunch of Japanese scientists rooting around in a recycling facility in Japan back in 2016 and coming across something quite amazing. It obviously relates to plastic, and quick little primer, they sort of took prominence in the 1950s. Initially, nobody really cared about them. We had everything sorted with glass and tin and all these other sorts of things. But thanks to the amazing promotional abilities of one Mr. Tupper, who gave us the Tupperware, it really did catch on. But one company in particular had a challenge with switching to plastic, in that the original plastics couldn't keep a fizzy drink fizzy. That we only managed to crack in 1970, and that was a breakthrough that really did set the race going for how much plastic we're going to produce. That particular brand, which is absolutely, you know, world famous, just about every human being has had one of those bottles in their hand at some point in their lifetime, produces 3 million tons of plastic every year. That was their 2017 figure. So that's about 200,000 bottles produced every minute. Some of them get recycled. Some of them get downcycled and get used for clothing and stuff, but a good chunk of them just wind up in landfills. And if things land in landfills, they wind up spilling out into the sea. And that's where we get this terrible statistic that potentially by 2050, there'll be more plastic than fish in the sea. So back to these Japanese scientists, who were obviously hoping for a lucky break, found that one of the bottles they found had this sort of strange gunk sort of ooze on it. So they rushed back to their lab with this newly discovered ooze, hoping that there was something in there that could potentially point a direction to where they could go. And they did. They found a remarkable little bacterium. And more importantly, inside that bacterium was a remarkable enzyme that could break down plastic. This is the breakthrough we've been waiting for. And once again, nature had shown us the way. Now, to be fair, one of the reasons why the problem we have with plastics is because in nature, given enough time, nature finds a way to break down or build anything. And because this was a relatively new substance, nature hadn't had much of a go to try and break it down. But it did have a clue, because in nature, plants specifically had built a plastic type substance that they used to cover their surface leaves to protect themselves from the conditions, dehydration and attacks from things. Little enzymes had managed to break that down. And somewhere since the 70s till now, this particular bacterium, or ones like it, had finally managed to work out how to break down plastic. So rather than something being in the environment for hundreds of years, this stuff could break it down in just a few years. That happened in 2016. It wasn't very widely reported, a couple of few scientific journals, but it did get a lot of people interested to start researching further. The next breakthrough came in 2018, and thanks to the remarkable new tools we have for peering into these tiny, tiny little molecules, they were able to identify what the enzyme was that was breaking it down. Now, an enzyme is like a catalyst. They're everywhere. We are completely composed of them. And they allow chemical reactions to take place, either to break down molecules or to create molecules that otherwise wouldn't occur. And they aren't destroyed in the process, so they can be used over and over again. And are absolutely remarkable in that regard. So anyway, they identify this particular enzyme. And while they're working on the enzyme, which they try to replicate, they make a mistake. A little mutation happens while they're mucking around in the lab. Now, that might concern some people at the moment when we're talking virus and everything else, but this was very carefully controlled situations. Anyway, the mutation changed the bacteria that could break down that bottle in a few years, from a few hundred years. This new form of the enzyme could break down the bottle or the plastic in a matter of days. Right. Roll in the cash. wait for your Nobel Prizes, right? By 2018, this should have been all sorted. In 2020, it should have been the best story of the year. However, and this is the comparison I think we can make to the COVID-19, when a few researchers are working on something that works in the lab and tries to get it to be functional in the real world, industrial scale, it takes a long time. Unless you get a lot of researchers with a lot of funding and the backing of governments and everything else, then you can speed up that process and hopefully bring it into the real world and make it happen a lot sooner. That's where we are now. There are teams all around the world with very encouraging sort of processes and tests to try and ramp up the production to effectively have this enzyme, have a go at plastic, and not just get rid of it, break it down into things that allow us to recreate plastics without having to use the oil and the unsustainable products in the first place. So there's a lot more of this left online, and hopefully this is the next part of the story, that at least in 2020, we might have some breakthrough that says we took the next step to finally overcome our addiction to plastics and a way to deal with them in nature.
Colin Cullis with Business Unusual this evening. Thank you, Colin. I mean, my kids are constantly asking me, why do we use so much plastic? And you kind of end up almost justifying the existence of plastic, because you imagine a life before plastics and just how fundamentally different it was. And our life is more convenient as a result of all of the plastic around. Is the planet better off? No, most certainly isn't. And that's why I take heart from Colin's research this evening. Colin Cullis with Business Unusual.